of 780-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards. Whoa. Hang on here. Let me get my voice warmed up. There we go. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Jimmy Clark. With the Day in Ag, we're going to try this today. Show's brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Hope everybody's doing good. It's Thursday. I went to the dentist this morning. I didn't know I was going to get numbed in the mouth. And so if I sound like, sorry, nothing I can do about it. I thought we'd been clear that I couldn't do that. And we're good, though. I got it done. And I'm getting a bridge put in, and they got me all ready for a new bridge. So anyway, we'll check that out. Okay, let's check out some weather. And maybe, there we go. Currently, some temperatures, 67 at Boy City, 57 at Beaver, 58 at the May Ranch, 60 at Lahoma, 60 at Cheyenne, oh my cash daddy. The warmest spot in all western Oklahoma right now, looks like it is Eric, 71 degrees, 63 at Hobart, out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 68 degrees at Lipscomb, 68 at Dozer, Wellington, 68, 68 at Goodlett, and 72 at Odell. So anyway, lots going on. Hey, the Penny News is out. The new Penny News is out. And all kinds of cool stuff going on in the Penny News. And we got, well, front page, for example. We got the padded cowhide rugs at Western Traditions in Mangum. It's hard to do my show today, so we're having a potluck here in the studio, and I can smell food, and it's really complicated to do a show when you can smell. Well, Aaron did come in here, and he set up his tray. He looks like he smoked a pork butt, and then I did, first time ever. And I let two people try it already, and they said it tastes good. And I don't think they were fibbing me. Is I took a beef farm steak and a top sirloin steak, put it in a crock pot with some potatoes, and we cooked it overnight. Yeah, I've never slow cooked steaks, but I thought this would be kind of neat. And so anyway, they're down there trying it out. I think Tony made a meatloaf. And it was some burnt strawberry or smoked strawberry shortcake or something going on down there. Good stuff. Back to the Penny News. The gun show coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Elk City Civic Center. Looks like it's 9 to 5. Saturday and 9 to 4 Sunday. That's coming up, this weekend, 23rd, 24th. So the Western Traditions, man, that looks like a cool rug there. All kinds of stuff in there. Please check out the Today in Ag pages, which start, on page 4? Yep, page 4. And then on page 6 and 7 in the Penny News is all my sponsors on my show here. And looky there, because I know he's listening. The one, the only, Greer County, Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance man, Mickey Lively. Yes, sir. He's in there. And we got SEI Agritech with their big deal. We're going to see Kent's going to come on here in the next few weeks, hopefully, and talk about these American-built drones that he's now a dealer for here. I'm not talking about entertainment drones. I'm talking about big boy toys here, and go from there. And Sealand State Bank, Everett's, Hobart Farm and Garden. Why they got Sean, a picture of Sean, on my page? Anyway, and then Jimmy's tip of the week. Cattle make me happy. People make my head hurt. So, that's my tip of the week. And there's some county commissioners running. They got their pictures in there. Most of them are Photoshop. And then, of course, there's an Atwoods insert going on. And Brian's buy of the week. Might ought to go get you some. I got a couple of these hoses. They're pretty good ones. The Farm and Ranch 100 foot 5/8 hoses. $10 off. Only $29.99 from $40. Basically $30 and $40. And you can tell summer's here, man. There's all kinds of grill stuff going on in the Atwoods insert. Got the Pit Boss going on. Charbroil. And Walkabout portable grills going on. All kinds of cool stuff going on in there. And then on the back page, all kinds of deals going on. Batteries, oil, Milwaukee tools, DeWalt tools, Craftsman's tools, fans, air conditioners. It's coming. So anyway, check it out. This week's Penny News. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Wheat futures fell in overnight trading. Oh, wait, back up a little bit. Rain showers come through last night, and I got a call from Sentinel area. They got anywhere from 4/10 to a half inch. It just covered the top of the ground at my house, but then when I got to Carter, there's water standing everywhere, so I'm sure they got at least a couple tenths. One of my landlords here in Elk City said they got a couple tenths, and according to the mezzanette, that's what happened. Hopefully, we got some more rain coming. We need some more. Please bring it. So, congratulations. It's funny, Jimmy Rhodes and I were talking about how dry it was between Retrop and Sentinel and Hobart, and there's a couple of areas that might have got some of those showers in there. But so there you go. 8/10 of rain in one area and 1/2 inch in the other. So congratulations to you guys down there in Washtenaw County for getting a decent rain. You needed it. Wheat futures fell in overnight trading amidst much-needed precipitation in Kansas, the biggest wheat producer in the United States. This is the reason why I hate ag media or ag news on this particular deal, whoever writes these articles, and paper pushers in Chicago. We all know it's too damn late for rain to help with the wheat crops anywhere in Kansas, Texas, or Oklahoma. Am I being stupid or am I right? So they're going to drop the market down. I seen it a while ago. It's still in the red. They're going to drop it because, listen to this. Rainfall amounts ranging from 0.3 inches fell in northwestern part of the state in the past 12 hours, while central counties seen 0.34 inches, according to the Kansas Mezzanette weather site from K-State University. Now, they think that's going to save the wheat crop? Oh, man. They just look for a reason to mess farmers out of money. Anyway, I guess I better move on before I see something get me fired here. Widespread rain through Saturday should further improve moisture for winter wheat as well as spring wheat, says Don Kenning, agricultural meteorologist with Maxar. Kenning said, I got that out of my mouth. It's half numb. I get slapped right now and not feel it. Rainfall is expected to spread across much of the southern plains throughout Saturday with some showers lingering in southeastern growing areas through Sunday, the forecaster said in a note to clients. About 27% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, as last Sunday, the lowest for the week since 1996, down from 28% a week earlier. The USDA said in a report earlier this week, some 71% of the crop was headed at the start of the week, up from 61% 7 days earlier and the prior five-year average of 58%. Corn and soybean prices were lower overnight and expected precipitation in parts of the Corn Belt. Rain in central Wisconsin, southeastern Iowa, and counties in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana will help improve moisture for corn and beans, Kenny said. Wheat futures for July delivery fell 6.5 cents overnight in Chicago to $6.54 a bushel. Kansas City futures were down 7.5 cents to $6.91 and a quarter. Corn futures were down a penny and a half to $4.64 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery fell a penny and a quarter to $11.98 and a half a bushel. Soy meal lost $1.10 to $3.29.80 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.22 cents to 74.44 cents a pound. Today's Thursday. Sorry, here it is. This is boring ethanol production. Outcome from the Energy Information Administration. Output in the 7 days that ended on May 15th jumped up to an average of 1.111 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.082 million barrels a day the week prior. And in the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, production increased to 1.056 million barrels a day from 1.02 million barrels a day. Yeehaw. East Coast output came up to 13,000 barrels a day from 10,000. That was the entirety of the gains, as the Rocky Mountain production was unchanged at 11,000. West Coast was steady at 10,000. Gulf Coast, meanwhile, dropped an average of 21,000 barrels a day. That's down from 29,000 barrels a week earlier. Ethanol inventories in the week through May 15th rose modestly to 24.87 million barrels a day. It's up from 24. About the same. No, not even worth talking about. All right, that's your favorite ethanol report. Freeze warnings. Here's some weather from the National Weather Service in our Farm Belt. Freeze warnings are in effect again this morning in parts of northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. Temperatures overnight in northern Michigan dropped as low as 28 degrees. Values in Michigan dropped as low as 30 degrees. Minor flooding is expected through tomorrow morning in parts of northern and central Missouri. And that's about it. Nothing else major going on. Do you guys remember what happened on this date in 2015? I want to see how smart you guys are or how good your memory is. It popped up on my Facebook and it kind of brought back memories, and it has to do with agriculture, flood and droughts and cattle and farming. It has to do with that. On this date, May the 21st, 2015, what's the first thing that pops up in your mind as far as memories? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Let me hear what you got to say. You don't have to send your name in. I'm sorry, I don't have any prizes unless you want a cough drop. So, 2015, this date, May 21st, 2015, what was... I'll give you a hint. It was the start of something after it happened that day. It was the start of something. Most farmers and ranchers will remember. They got to remember. It was bad. And turned out being good that summer of 2015. All right. Today is Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. So let's take a break.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Fracking, production, completion. We believe in a future where energy production goes hand in hand with environmental stewardship and innovation. Join us at the forefront of the oil and gas industry. Ensure your wells are not just productive, but also sustainable. WellWorks Energy, where energy meets innovation. Visit us at WellWorksEnergy.com or call today to learn more about our services and how we can support your operations. WellWorks Energy.
After a storm, most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. At 100X Roofing, we've seen it time and time again across western Oklahoma. That's why so many homeowners trust us when it matters the most. We offer complimentary inspections to give you peace of mind and to catch problems early before they turn into costly repairs. And if you need to file a claim, we'll help you through the insurance process to make it simple and stress-free. With over 25 years of roofing and construction experience, we're proud to be licensed, insured, and community focused. We don't just do roofing either. From siding to gutters to windows and doors, we're your complete storm damage experts. Ask us about upgrading your roof with a Class 4 impact resistant shingle for stronger protection. And with financing available, getting the job done is easier than you think. When the storm passes, make the right call. Search 100X Roofing online or find us on Facebook. 100X Roofing, built on trust, proven in storms.
Southwest Overhead Door has provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Door show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City, or visit them online at swdoorelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wow, I'm totally impressed. I'm not going to lie. Totally impressed, and people's got some good memories on them. So we'll discuss that coming up in a little bit. First of all, let's head out into the Texas Panhandle. I picked the town of Childress for your Lipscomb dealership's Ag weather update for out in Texas. 70 degrees, humidity 71, dew point 60. The winds are out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour, with wind gusts currently at 11. Peak wind gust the day so far set 14 miles an hour. 31 hundredths of an inch of rain so far, month to date precipitation. 8 inch soil temperature, 74 degrees. All right, let's see what's going on. I don't know what's going on with cattle. If somebody knows what's going on with the board and with cattle, let me know. I haven't found it. I was in the dentist's office most of the morning and just didn't have time to figure out and call none of my buddies what's going on. But it's down a lot. The board is, not the cash. All right, Kansas City wheat, July 690 down 8. September 701 down 7 3/4. Chicago wheat for July 650 down 10 and a quarter because it rained 3/10 in northwest Kansas. Whatever. Corn, July 465 down a quarter. September's 472 down a half. Soybeans for July, 1197 down 2.5. August is 1196 down 3.25. Soybean oil, July, 74.35 down 31. And soybean meal, July, 330.10 down 80. August is 324 even down 130. Oats for July, 364 or up 2.25. Not too shabby. Cotton. Let's see what the world of cotton is doing here. There she is. July cotton, 77.95 down 365. October, 79.10 down 348. Livestock. Whew, that's not pretty. Okay. Live cattle, June, 250.07 down 320. August is down 507 at 240.22. Feeders for May. I don't even go through that. August feeders, 356.52 down 9.25. It's down the limit for August, September, October, down 9.25. If anybody knows, I need you to tell me, please. Let's see here. What else we got? Lean hogs, June, 95.77 down 150. Energy, let's see what's happening there. Oops. Somebody said something. Oil's already back up a little bit, almost $100. July, NYMEX is 99.13, up 87. Natural gas, June, 301, basically even unchanged. And there you have it. All right, let's go to the text line. You guys, sometimes you surprise me with your memory. Oh. First of all, Retrop got 0.4 inch last night. Very good. We had, see here. That's about it. Okay. So Elk City flooded this day and back in 2015, and Cheyenne had over 20 inches of rain in April and May. We had 5 inches of rain on this day in northwestern Oklahoma. I guess there must have been some bird flu going on, too. I don't remember that, but probably was. And then he says, here, I believe it was May 23rd, 2015, we received over 12 inches of rain. The drought ended, and it was me and Amber's wedding day. There you go. How about that? Broke the drought. That's the one I was looking for. It broke. That was the start of the drought being broke. From if anybody doesn't remember 2010, 11, 12, and 13 and 14, yeah, you drank your memories away on that one. So it was pretty good. Yes, it was awesome. So Sandy and I just bought that. Or no, we'd had it a while. We bought the place down at Willow, west of Willow, and there's a flat dentist talking there. Flash flood area that went through the northeast part of that place. And I'd been warned, hey, don't go down that county road there if it's raining north of you up there and where Haystack Mountain is and all that stuff up in there coming down off that hill. So I went through there and built a dam going on in there and built that dam along the county road to slow some of that flash flooding down, but also I wanted it flooded because it'd end up all being about a foot and a half deep. And right to the east of there, about 2 miles, there's this big lake over there back towards Willow that just unreal with geese and ducks, mainly ducks, and I wanted some duck hunting in that area. And it's when Sandy called me a name. I can't repeat it on the radio, but it was raining, it was muddy, and you guys know how that stuff is down in the breaks around Sandy Sanders and Willow and down in that area. She said, don't be a blah, blah, and go down there. So I had to drive a mile to that intersection so we could see what that pond looked like that I built. Oh, it was a pretty sight. It was really pretty. It flooded like 30 acres. Yeah, somewhere in there, 20 to 30 acres. And but it was pretty cool to see that. And everybody was feeling good. The cattle market crashed and the flood was over. So that's the way we roll out here in the big old world of agriculture, whether you're a farmer or a rancher. Well, guess what? It's already time for the next break. Let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. We're excited to announce we are now a dealer for Terraplex Ag drones. These drones are American built. And of course, we have the best feed and minerals for your livestock, along with our Spiz ProGrow lawn fertilizer and pasture and range herbicides. Remember, we sell to Texas customers as well and welcome your business. Stop by or give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and information.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 18th. 1,687 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 538 brought 460. 4 at 618 brought 410. 7 at 739 brought 344. 20 at 839 brought 359.50. 45 at 854 brought 358. 29 at 916 brought 340.50. 5 head of heifers at 355 brought 525. 4 at 495 brought 420. 3 at 540 brought 360. 22 at 548 brought 400. 23 at 821 brought 328.50. 6 at 866 brought 322. Butcher bulls were 95 to 184. Butcher bulls 200 to 236. Bred cows 1,000 to 3,900. Pairs 3550 to 4,300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's head up to Arnett. How about that for your Lipscomb's dealership ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma? 63 degrees currently right now, dew point 60, humidity is 91, the winds are out southeast at 7, 1900s, 0.19 inch is what they've got in the last 24 hours. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 78 degrees. Sunset at 8:42, 50% chance of rain today, showers 69, chance of rain showers 53 for low tonight, 30% tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms, 80 for a high with winds out of the south to east on Big Friday. This is so. Okay. Where is it at? May. Oh. Come on. There it is. I wanted to share this. Meg, who works for the Oklahoma Conservation, Soil Conservation deal, is coming up May 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's all, not this weekend, but next weekend, will be the Southern Plains Grasslands Summit. You should attend this. Got the USDA there, Northwest Technology Center, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, Oklahoma Conservation Commission, RC&D, Quail Forever, Pheasants Forever, KGLC, all kinds of stuff. You can go to WoodsCountyOklahoma.com, Southern Plains Grassland Summit. Should be pretty cool. There's going to be stuff in the field, stuff in the workshops, all kinds of stuff. It's cool stuff. You can check it out at the Salt Fork Event Center in Alva, Oklahoma. And that's the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So it looks like I can't blow this up for some reason, and it's making me mad. Trey Malone's going to be there, and Troy Loss. I don't know. I just won't mess up their name so bad. But they're going to be breakout sessions, afternoon workshops. Everything's available. So check it out on Oklahoma Grazing Lands Coalition Facebook post or page. How's that? You can check it out. It's being more explained. You can blow that up with your iPhone. I know you can. I just wanted to share that with you guys. That's coming up next week, which that ought to be pretty darn good. All right. I want to share some not so good stuff with you. And let's start with the fires, especially out in the Texas Panhandle. Wildfires continue to burn across the Texas Panhandle, are threatening farms, ranches, and rural communities as crews continue working to contain multiple fires in the region. I don't know how many times I can repeat this, but I'm going to repeat it a million times if I have to. If you do get a chance, donate some money or some items to your favorite fire department. The Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas have had a lot of fires going on, and they've been helping each other with them. So if you get a chance, please donate to your favorite fire department. Mandatory evacuations remain in some places where aircraft and ground crews are working to protect home structures. That bridge that I told you guys about Monday, that or last Friday or whenever that was, that railroad bridge out there by Canyon, it's already up and going. Check out that deal on Amarillo Channel 7 News. I can't remember the letters in front of it. Check it out. Them railroad boys don't mess around. They brought in 660-something guys and two or three big cranes and all this other stuff, dude. And they were going across it last night with whatever that truck's called that checks the tracks to make sure everything gets balanced and tuned in, kind of like engine tune-up. But anyway, amazing. But we can't do that out on state and federal highways. Too much red tape. As the fires continue drawing national attention, U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz says prescribed burns remain one of the most effective tools available for wildfire prevention. Can I get a amen? An amen. Yes. And they're, as a matter of fact, right now, they're in the middle of their prescribed burn, Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association lunch and introduction to what's going to be going on in Beckham County right now over the county barn. So if you're in Sayre, drop by there real quick and catch some of it. So pretty cool. Schultz said the department has hired more than 1,000 additional firefighters over the last year, along with another 500 support personnel to assist with major wildfires Yay, crimes. There's crimes going on. This one in Kiowa County. According to Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Lynn Mays, District 2 in the Texas Panhandle, a 2007 John Deere 8130, that's a big tractor, missing from the property near County Road N 2300, Kiowa County, northeast of Cooperton. The tractor You don't want to hear me sneeze on the radio. It's described as having a cracked hood on the right side. The tractor was last seen May 17th and was discovered missing on the morning of May 18th. Anybody with information regarding this case is ordered to contact Mays at 806-683-8320. Okay, another deal. Colorado man arrested on livestock theft charges following an investigation from the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. Special Rangers investigated and resulted in the arrest of Edward Schultz. Schwartz, 49 of Sanford, Colorado, on livestock theft charges connected to the purchase of a registered quarter horse. The investigation began in January of this year. Special Ranger Bo Fox received a report from Hopkins County resident alleging Schwartz failed to pay for a 2024 American Quarter Horse Association Palomino Stallion purchased November 29th of last year for $8,000. So authorities allege Schwartz took possession of the horse and provided two checks totaling $8,000. Both would later was returned. Hot checks. They were hot. Despite receiving a formal demand letter, Schwartz allegedly failed to remit a payment or return the horse. So he was reportedly arrested on May 17th by Wagner Police Department in Wagner, South Dakota. He's currently being held at the Charles Mix County Sheriff's Office awaiting extradition back to Texas where they're going to hang him. No, I'm just kidding. That's what should happen on deals like that. Sorry. All right. I think that's it. And one more thing. If I can find it. Yep. There it is. I said it at the beginning of the month. Now it's past the middle. And I've already said it. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. This month's email and collection of resources designed specifically for those involved in agriculture. Our work feeds the world and sustains our communities, but brings with it unique pressures, long hours, and emotional demands. We hope these resources help make it easier to recognize stress, find tools and strategies to manage it. 988, guys. Ladies, gentlemen, kids, whatever, 988. If you need to talk to somebody, there's a lot of stress in the agricultural world right now. The other Jimmy said it. He's a little thinner than me, but no, not really. But there's a, he said it yesterday. Fuel prices, fertilizer prices, equipment prices. Equipment repair prices, the whole nine yards, everything, fuel, everything. It's stupid right now. And our prices on wheat and cotton and all that are the same as they was back in the 70s and 80s. So a lot of stress. We're in a drought. You know, yeah, for instance, Sentinel might have got 8 tenths this morning, but it'll be gone by tonight and be ready for some more, but it helps. It all, every little bit helps. So 988, as we celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month around the United States this month. Okay. Well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Out here in Western Oklahoma, you can't settle for building something average. You need to build something that lasts for generations to come. At Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone, owners Damon Culver and Terry Stone bring together the strength of the ranch and the style of the city. Custom barnominiums that turn heads. Metal buildings built tough enough for Oklahoma, but designed to feel like home. Wide open living spaces, clean lines, and smart design. From a working shop to a high-end barn dough, this is where function meets finish. When you build with Damon and Terry, you're building with guys who know this land and know how to build homes right. Every home built is more than just a project. It's personal. From Damon drawing up the blueprints to Terry making sure every last detail is absolutely perfect. Start your custom build today, designed for the way you live. Visit Culverstone Homes in Elk City and see what happens when grit meets style. Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Built for the land, designed for the way you live.
The lessons that taught me the most didn't come in my college classes. I've learned a lot about business by working at the bank, and I've learned a lot about banking by owning businesses. When both are done right, they sure can help each other. Helping new businesses get off the ground and start growing is just about my favorite thing to do. I love it. I'm Kyle Kilofer at Great Plains Bank in Elk City, member FDIC. When you're ready to talk business, come visit with me. I may be able to help.
Out here in the country at Lipscomb Ford and Sayre, we don't just sell Ford vehicles. We drive them, work in them, and depend on them just like you do. And right now, for a limited time, we can offer you the same Ford employee pricing discounts that save us a lot of money when we buy our own Ford trucks and SUVs. That's right, you pay what we pay on new Ford vehicles, including F-150, Super Duty, Bronco, Escape, Mustang, and more. Save more in Sayre at Lipscomb Ford and LipscombFord.com during the Ford employee pricing event. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Tipton, 75 degrees, dew point 63, humidity 66. The winds are out southeast at 12, wind gust up to 17. In the last 10 days, you've got 1/10 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79 degrees. Sunset at 8:36, and rain showers, 80% chance today, 71 for a high. Tonight, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, 84 and a 20% slight chance of thunderstorm. There you go. Let's check out the Zaya guest yesterday. We didn't get to check out the Beaver Livestock Auction Feeder Cattle Report from the USDA from the sale Tuesday. Total receipts, 6,408 compared to 8,388 the week before. And they had 5,600 last year. Compared to the last sale, feeder steers and heifers steady to $4 higher. Steer calves mostly steady, heifer calves $4 higher. Demand was strong, especially for feeders over 1,000 pounds. Quality was average. Temperatures drastically plunged overnight as a massive cold front moved in from the north. High today was 65 degrees compared to 103 yesterday. True story. CME feeder futures board closed $5 higher. So all these were feeders. I'm just randomly going to pick some out here. How's that? Here's a bunch of 562 averages that were weaned, looks like, 470 to 483, 6 weight, 674s, 419 to 439, 7 weights around 761, 385 to 399, and 8 weights was around 858 average, 360 to 365. Had some really fancy ones weighing 919, brought 353. And some 989s bringing anywhere from 330 to 335. And a bunch average weight anywhere from 1011 to 1047, bringing 319 to 32750. And 840, there's about 840 of them weighing 1068 average, bringing 31150 to 322. So I got on the intercom during the break while ago, and I yelled out on the intercom because they're downstairs in the basement eating, asking how the food tasted. I still have not got a response. I'm waiting for somebody to come by the door here. I'm going to yell at them. So you guys forgive me if I yell in your ear. But that's your report from Beaver. Another weird story. On embezzling. How's that food? They're blowing me off like I don't even exist. Ex-John Deere dealership employee in Waco, Texas pleads guilty to embezzling more than $76,000. A former employee of Waco Agriculture and Turf Utility Vehicle Company pleaded guilty Wednesday to embezzling more than $76,000 from the company. Sarah Nicole Lewis, 38, pleaded guilty to third-degree felony theft of more than $30,000, but less than $150,000 in exchange for a McLennan County District Attorney's Office recommending she be placed on a felony deferred probation for 10 years. Under the terms of the plea agreement, Lewis also pledged to make $76,308 in restitution to her former employee, United Ag and Turf, a local John Deere dealership in Waco. I guess she looks mad in this picture. According to arrest documents, company officials reported to the Waco police in February of 2024 that Lewis had stolen the funds since December of 2021. The thefts come to light after United Ag and Turf officials were contacted by a vendor who said he got a 1099 tax statement from the company for 2023. The vendor said he cannot remember doing any work for the company that year. An internal audit revealed a check for $3,284 dated August 10th, 2023, made payable to Lewis. A more thorough audit uncovered 29 checks totaling $71,308 that Lewis stole from the business, from John Deere. So, Waco police got her, and she knew she was in trouble, so she admitted she was guilty. Okay, again, not so cool news. Cargill has locked out 1,700 workers at the U.S. beef plant in a labor dispute. This comes up. Fort Morgan, Cargill stopped paying about 1,700 employees at a beef plant in Fort Morgan, Colorado on Wednesday in an escalating labor dispute after suspending cattle slaughtering at the facility a month ago. Guess they didn't get her settled. the U.S. beef industry is in a period of prices have set records this year with strong demand for consumers, even as national cattle herd is the smallest in 75 years. Meat packers are processing fewer cattle due to tight supplies and reporting losses in their beef businesses because soaring cattle prices have outpaced the gain for higher meat prices. Cargill and JBS, which resolved its own labor dispute last month, have pushed back against employees seeking higher wages and higher pay. Workers faced with a rising cost of living have dug in against billionaire owners. Privately held Cargill said it's initiated a lockout at Fort Morgan, about 100 miles northeast of Denver, not that far. So they rejected a contract proposal the company called fair, saying represented an estimated $33.4 million investment. Hey, how's that food there? Somebody's going to answer me. I'm going to yell at. Was it good? Everything was good? Yeah. What was your favorite?
The pulled pork.
Pulled pork? It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, it wasn't beef. You can't come on my show then. No, I'm just kidding. All right. It says here since 2018, the base wages have increased to $23.50 per hour from $15.35. We can't afford to pay our bills. There's a lot of people. West Colorado is probably expensive to live in. So there you go. That's everything's there. Another deal. All right. Well, May hay stocks. Oh, by the way, I did get a message this morning for some hay for sale, wheat hay. I'll have that on next Wednesday's Hay Day Wednesday. If you want to know where this wheat hay is and how much they, I can tell you how much. I'm thinking, what did they say? Hang on here. $130 a ton for some good wheat hay. If you want to know it, message me and I'll send you the guy's number. Other than that, you'll hear it on Hay Day Wednesday. Next week, I'm thinking it's in Washtenaw County. For the first time since 2023, May 1st, hay stocks declined. That's according to the USDA's annual assessment of collective U.S. haymo. The report pegged hay stocks just short of 23.3 million tons, which is down 0.8 million tons, or 3.3%, from last year's May 1st hay inventory. That's a lot of hay. Although the extent of the reduction isn't terribly impressive, the break in the upward trend towards growing hay inventories is noteworthy. Between 2023 and 25, May 1 hay stocks grew by nearly 9.8 million tons. This past December, year-over-year, hay stocks have essentially remained stable. There was some hay-producing states that had a significant year-over-year May 1st hay stock gains. West Virginia was up 153%, Ohio up 119%, Kansas was up 70%, Virginia up 54%, New Mexico up 50%. Here's some major ones that are down, because I'm getting Oklahoma here in a second, because I don't believe this. Utah was down 41%, Wisconsin 35%, New York was down 35%, Texas down 33%, Colorado's down 32%. So I eased down here and looked at the whole chart, and it said here Oklahoma hay stocks were up 38% from last year. Do you guys bite into that? I don't see that much hay laying around here that was put up. I don't know. But overall, most of your hay was down 3% overall in the United States. Let's see what Missouri shows. Missouri up 10%. And Kansas up 70%. Interesting. A lot of hay got put up, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Well, I think that's it. I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow and maybe. And I'll have cotton report from the USDA from final cotton report from 2025. I'll have that tomorrow. And hopefully it rains all day and all night. I'm not seeing it on the radar, though. I'm not seeing it. And the drought report come out is a little change from last week, but not much. We're still in a D4 in Kiowa County, parts of Beckham, Wichita, and Eastern Greer County. Some up in Ellis County and Woods County, and then we got Beaver County and Cimarron County. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.